Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover and his coaches will dive deep into questions that you are asking. They understand the challenges you're facing on a day-to-day basis and still work every day on the front lines of real estate, with Jeff and his team closing 1,000 homes per year. Today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, we're bringing back another one of our best episodes from 2020. Earlier this year, Jeff shared some key habits in developing a millionaire mindset, including how to convince people to follow you as a leader, why failure isn't always a bad thing, and what leaders should consider as their most valuable asset. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover.
The topic of today is developing the real estate broker, owner, millionaire mindset and habits. All right, we wanted to start with this as kind of like the foundation, because what we're going to be talking about the next 18 weeks doesn't matter if your mindset isn't there, if your habits aren't there, if your beliefs aren't there. So even though a lot of what we're going to cover over the next 17, 18 weeks, whatever we have left, will be a lot of tactical tools and ideas and strategies and things that I've implemented throughout the years, today's is more so, who do I have to become? What does my mindset need to look like? What habits do I have to have in order to lead a successful team, in order to lead a successful organization? So know that each step that I'm going to share builds upon the next step, all right? And when all is said and done, by the way, when these 18 weeks are over, you're going to be able to take all this stuff or take your notes and put it into a training manual, and now you've got something either to take back to your leadership team or to work with your right hand on how to implement that into your business, into your company. I know a lot of you have successful organizations. My goal is just to help you get better, even if you've already got a successful organization. Reminder, this ReLead is for lead agents. It's for brokers. It's for owners. It's for investors. It's for salespeople or sales managers. Anybody that's wanting to be a better leader in the real estate industry, wanting to lead a team, wanting to lead a brokerage, wanting to build a big business. So from time to time, I may make comments where I'll say, you know, if you're a broker owner or if you're a lead agent, either way, it's the same. Broker owner, lead agents, it's all the same. Same skills are required there. All right. Remember, I'm on the ground every day in sales. So a lot of times I'll talk about salespeople and what it means to be a great salesperson. A lot of what I'm sharing with you are things that I'm sharing with our team, because I believe in leading by example, and therefore I'm on the ground. So you'll hear me say a lot of stuff that relates to being on the ground and being in the trenches with your people. All right, so let's talk about today's particular topic, okay? Developing that millionaire mindset. Now, of course, you may be thinking, well, Jeff, I'm already, you know, a millionaire. I don't really need this stuff, you know? Well, let's have a real, be honest for a second. It's pretty easy to be a millionaire nowadays, right? Millionaire is essentially just wealth, right? You could buy 10 investment properties for $100,000 a piece, own them free and clear, and by rule, technically, you're a millionaire, right? Assuming you don't have any debt, or assuming you don't have any back taxes. So it's actually pretty easy to be a millionaire today. What I'm talking about is developing a millionaire mindset of someone who generates $1 million of profits or more every single year. Now, for some of you may say, hey, I'm bringing in $5 million a year between these X amount of locations. Well, what if you had 50 locations all netting $1 million in profit, all right? So a lot of what I'm going to talk about today is getting you to, or really even over the next 18 weeks, getting you to a point of receiving $1 million, right? Having taxable income of $1 million, not just being a millionaire, even though I use the term millionaire mindset and habits, all right? What I'm going to share with you today is a collection of 17 years of doing this, day in, day out, working around some of the best in the industry. I've had the very fortune of working closely with some serious mentors, right? Paul and Kathy Schweitzer, Floyd Wickman, Mike Ferry, Gary Keller. These are not people that are thinking like millionaires. They're thinking like billionaires and behaving like billionaires. And so I'm going to share with you the culmination of things that I've observed through the years. And also, if you're not familiar with, we have a head coach. Her name is Kate Simon. These are notes. I gave Kate an assignment back before our last event down in Orlando. And I said, Kate, I want you to think about all the things that you observe of my behavior and my mindset. Think about all the things that you want. Because Kate, by the way, we started working together in 2005. I was teaching a training class for my former brokerage. And she was a student in that class. She was a student. I say student because she was a student in college. Her dad brought her to say, hey, I want you to start learning how to think bigger and think, you know, more like a successful real estate agent. And so I asked Kate, this was back before an event in Orlando, to put together the list of, all right, what are all the things that you've observed about me as a leader in the real estate industry? Think, because she started, she was like our first, one of our first ISAs, then became an awesome rookie for us, and then started her own business, moved out to California. She's been with me through everything. So she's observed how we operate. And so I asked her to put together a list of all the things you observed about how we operated or how I operated as your leader. I then took that list and combined it with the list of the observations that I've had of those that have gone before me or those that I've spent time around and really discovered how it is that people think in order to be a great leader. Because none of what we're going to share over the next 17, 18 weeks matters until you're thinking straight. And it's amazing to me. And you know who these people are. I meet so many successful real estate agents from around the country who appear to be successful. They have a successful business. They do great numbers. They do great volume. And then I get into conversation with them, and it's like something's missing. They're lacking depth. They're lacking knowledge. Something's missing. And so you know when you're dealing with someone that thinks big and is a leader in the real estate industry and thinks like a millionaire income earner, not just a millionaire wealth person, all right? So let's talk about the last thing before I get into my points. I've got, I don't know, 28 points to share with you. I know a lot of you log on to something like this. You're, oh, he's talking about mindset. I'm already good on mindset, right? Remember, I wrote this down just this morning. I was thinking on my way in. I wrote down, most equate success to a good mindset, meaning if I feel successful and I'm having success, then that must mean I have a great mindset. I wrote down, if you're successful, you must have a good mindset. Wrong. Mindset isn't just think positive and be optimistic, right? I'm not here to give you the rah-rah. This isn't going to be a motivational speech today. Mindset is strategy. It's toughness. It's fast decision-making. It's strong habits. All right. So when you think about, you know, because listen, I've been guilty of it myself. I don't need to go to that. My mindset's good enough. That's just rah-rah. That's just motivational. Well, and by the way, some of those are rah-rah motivational. But for a lot of you that are on this session, you don't need the rah-rah and the motivation. You're already good. You feel good about where you're at. You're successful. Your bank account looks good. You've got a couple million bucks in the bank, whatever it is. You don't need the rah-rah. You don't need a strong mindset. Well, mindset does not equate to success. Mindset is strategy. Mental toughness, quick decision making, strong habits. That's what mindset is, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So go ahead and open up your workbook. I'm going to start with point number one. These are millionaire real estate leaders, 26 to 28, depending on how we get through points on developing that millionaire mindset as a leader in the industry. Now, all right, I wrote down number one. The millionaire real estate leader develops a strong understanding that you're going to have to do things that most others aren't willing to do to achieve great success. A millionaire real estate leader develops a strong understanding that you're going to have to do things that most others aren't willing to do to achieve great success. Now you're saying, well, Jeff, yeah, that's like you pick up any successful book and they say that. Let me explain. You've heard it before. Sayings like, it's lonely at the top. Why is that? Well, it's because most other people have fallen off course or have decided that what they have to give up in order to get what they want isn't worth it to them, right? So what are some things that you can do that others aren't willing to do? Some of them are simple things. I wrote down being the first one in, last one to leave. If you're building a strong company and you want to set a great example, be the first one in, be the last one to leave. Now, of course, as time goes on, one of the nice things about any business, you develop the luxury of not having to be the first one in or the last one to leave. But when you're in full growth mode, when you're taking off, when you are trying to convince people to follow you, you better set the example of being the first one in, the last one to leave. Getting in the pit with your people. Doing things that most aren't willing to do to achieve great success. Getting in the pit. I call it getting in the pit, meaning getting in the cubicles, getting out there on the floor, on the sales floor, getting on the phones, putting a headset on, right? Doing things that the other leaders aren't willing to do. Why aren't they willing to do it? Number one, they've never mastered it. They've never learned it, or they're too good for it, right? Their ego says, I don't need to go back to that. Well, how can you possibly ask somebody to do something if you're not willing to show them that you do it? Showing, not explaining. There's a big difference. showing someone how to do something, not explaining to them how to do something, allowing people to shadow you, right? You're going on a listing consultation, you're going on a buyer consultation, you want to build your team's sales skills, allow them to shadow you or allow them to shadow your best people. All right. We've always had, we have a rule with our ISA team. If one of our inside sales associates sets an appointment and the outside sales associate takes the appointment, the OSA has to be okay with letting the ISA shadow them. Investing in your people, time, money, exposure, personal sacrifices, weekend strategy sessions, doing things on Saturday mornings when everyone else is still laying in bed, things about thinking about how to build the business. Okay, the best day of the week to do strategy stuff is on Saturdays or Sundays. Why? Because there's no distraction. I gave an example here. Again, going back to develop the understanding, you have to do the things that most others aren't willing to do. Okay, don't just hire us to train your ISAs, right? We get the question all the time. Will you guys just train my ISAs? I don't want to do this prospecting stuff, this stuff. Our response is always this. By the way, sure, we'd love to train your ISAs. However, we'd rather train you so you don't ever have to hire us again. We'd rather train you to be an expert on the phones or an expert at A or B or C. So that way you don't have to hire us and you can put together your own training manual and teach your own people. I wrote down number two. Millionaire real estate leaders are physically and mentally prepared to make sacrifices and trade the things they want now for what they want most. They're physically and mentally prepared to make sacrifices and trade the things they want now for what they want most. What does this mean? This means that not only will you have to develop a mindset that is strong enough to defer instant gratification and reward, but you'll have to develop a mindset that is strong enough to see a majority of the leaders in the industry going one direction and you going the opposite way. You're comfortable doing the thing that no one else is willing to do. An example, okay, we've always believed in New Year's Day prospecting, you know, where our associates come in at 9 or 10 in the morning. We call, you know, most markets, there's anywhere from 250 to over 1,000 expires on New Year's Day. New Year's Day, every year, no matter what, I'm in at 9 o'clock with our people. I'm on the phones with them. It doesn't matter what's going on at night. Obviously, I know the ball is dropping the night before. Several years in a row, I've gone on golf trips with my friends. You know, we'd go from, say, the 28th of December until January the 3rd or the 4th. When did I go? Well, I'd go on the 28th, but I'd come back on the 31st. And I'd make sure that I was getting the right amount of sleep and ready to go on the 1st. And then at 5, 6, 7 p.m. on the 1st, I'm flying back down to Florida. Why is that? Well, why couldn't you just zoom in, Jeff? Why couldn't you just show them that you're making calls? Why not make calls from Florida, right? Why would you fly back? Because I need to be in the pit with my people. Okay, I can't show that I'm too good for them. I can't show that hey, you're back slaving away while I'm out enjoying myself. I never understood why leaders in the real estate industry are posting so often on Facebook of all the fun and cool things that they're doing while their people are back working. Okay, that's not a good look. Next, I wrote down number three. They are mentally prepared for an incredibly high amount of rejection. The amount of success anyone achieves is directly related to the amount of rejection they're able to withstand. Let me repeat that. The amount of success a leader in this industry achieves is directly related to the amount of rejection they're able to withstand. So make failure and rejection a welcome part of the process. I'll never understand why someone has an emotional reaction or response to something like rejection. While rejection can feel incredibly personal, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not saying here I love rejection. Okay, I used to have a sign above my phone. It said, the more rejection I get, the more money I make, right? And I'd share with our agents, hey guys, the more rejection you're getting, the better, right? So the emotional response, by the way, is what cripples us and stops us from going further. We must be prepared to withstand a high amount of rejection to achieve a high amount of success. The millionaire leader is the person who has everything else happen to them, just like everyone else, but you would never know it. A millionaire real estate leader in this industry has all the crap, the recruiting, the retention, the prospecting, the mailings, people not showing up to events, more people showing up to events, objections from agents, personal problems with agents, personal issues with agents. The millionaire real estate leader has all that stuff happening to them, like we all do. It's part of the industry. The difference is you can't tell that it's going on. You can't tell that it's getting to them. You can't tell that there's an issue with it. And gosh darn it, your people better not be able to tell that either. You have to remain the consummate pro, the consummate positive reinforcement constantly. Next, I wrote down millionaire real estate leaders have a strong relationship to failure. They have a strong relationship to failure, meaning understand that you will fail often, but it's what you learn and how quickly you bounce back that will determine the trajectory of your success. What most people assume about highly successful people is that they have it easy or they must not ever fail or that they're just really good at whatever they're doing. Well, when really the only reason they've just developed the right attitude towards failure. To a millionaire, failure is feedback, not a life sentence. Failure is the feedback loop that we use to know what to tweak, to know how to proceed and how to build something bigger, faster, stronger, better. In some ways, the more successful you are, the more you love failure because it highlights your weak points and gives us a chance to learn how to patch it up so it doesn't happen in the future. Okay. Develop a strong relationship with failure. I wrote down in my early days, I'll never forget, probably the first 3-4 months on the job, I was called into the principal's office. I was called into my broker's office and I felt like I was about to be fired. Why is that? Because I was making agents in the office cry. I mean, literally, they would share stories about agents that would call them crying because of how I was behaving as a leader in the office. Well, how was I behaving as a leader of an office? How was I failing? Two things. Number one, I had a huge ego. And number two, I lacked empathy. When you have a huge ego and you lack empathy, you can't connect with it. There's no possible way with an ego and lack of empathy that you can connect with people. And I'll never forget, that was my first leadership lesson on failure. And now what am I doing in every case? I'm showing empathy. I'm learning more. I'm asking deeper questions, things that I didn't do in the past. I wrote down millionaire trait number 5. They view discipline as a tool to help them rather than a restriction or a punishment. See, if you want to have agents who are disciplined with their time, you need to be disciplined with yours, at least in the morning. We say all the time, own the morning, win the day. If you can master what happens from the time you get up until lunchtime, everything else falls into place. By the way, we will be spending an entire session on having a perfect real estate leader schedule and a perfect real estate agent schedule. So I'm going to walk you through what a real estate leader schedule should look like each day, and then also what a top producer schedule should look like each day so you can turn around and share that with your people. I wrote down number 6. Millionaire real estate leaders of today have a very, very, very short memory. I jokingly say this one I was gifted with because it just naturally happens that I have a short memory. We have a saying right out on the wall, right outside my door here that says, flip the switch at the door. Meaning it doesn't matter what happened to you on your way into the office. It doesn't matter what happened to you at your most recent closing. It doesn't matter what happened on that phone call as you were driving in. Flip the switch at the door, right? You got a little switch on your back and you flip it. As soon as your feet hit that porch and your hand hits that door, you flip that switch. Why do I flip the switch? Because if I'm dwelling on things that happened to me on the way in or happened to me last night or happened to me this morning, then guess what? It's going to stunt my growth for today. I wrote down, why dwell on things? Why share things with others? Why perpetuate? You realize when you're getting your coffee and you're sharing what happened to you this morning or what happened to you last night, all you're doing is perpetuating. And watch this. Try being productive while dwelling on something. Try being positive while dwelling on something. It's not possible. Here's what happens. Something happens to you, you analyze it, you observe it, and you move on. You analyze, observe, assess, you move on. Got to have a short memory in this industry, especially when you're a leader. Next, I wrote down millionaire real estate leaders in this business view their time as their most valuable asset, which they cannot get back once it's wasted. Millionaire real estate leaders are insane with their time. Okay. I wrote down, since you claim to be CEO, why don't you start behaving like one? It's so interesting to me. You know, real estate agents have on their business cards, CEO. Okay. CEO of what? All right, it's you and an assistant. Okay, introduce me to your board of directors. Go ahead and introduce me to your managers that report to your board of directors. You're a salesperson, for gosh sakes. And by the way, when you're in real estate leadership, you're also a salesperson, right? You're selling people on why they should follow you and how you're going to help them be successful. All right, so if you're going to claim to be a CEO, you're going to put it on your signature because it looks cool to your friends. You're going to put it on your business card because you can claim that you're a CEO of something. Then gosh darn it, act like one with your time. Well, how do I act like one with my time? You get in at the same time every day. Be an example. You schedule things in 15-minute increments instead of 1 or 2-hour increments. I never understood why I always see agents meeting with lenders or meeting with partners or even brokers, owners in this industry, meeting with title people or home warranty people or lenders. Why do you need to give them an hour, right? I give everybody 15 minutes. I can accomplish four times the same amount of activity in 1 hour than the average leader in our industry because they're giving everyone an hour, right? Here's another one. Think about, well, Jeff, I like, you know, I do my recruiting on lunch. Well, have you ever thought about having two lunches a day? Yeah, why not? Number one, have a 30-minute lunch. Do one at 11:30, do one at 12:30. Now, of course, you're going to have to eat light. But look at that. You now have the opportunity to have 10 lunches a week with recruits, 10 lunches a week with potential agents that could work for your firm by doing two a day, one at 11:30. Keep them to 30 minutes. 30 minutes is plenty of time, especially if you're going to Panera. You know, I'm not recommending you go to fast food. And I'm not recommending you go to a steakhouse. Nobody wants to be bloated for the rest of the day. But think about your time today. All right. It is your most valuable asset. What you can accomplish in 15 minutes does not need an hour. You schedule yourself an hour, and then next thing you know, you end up taking an hour and 20 minutes. Instead, schedule meetings for 15-minute increments. All right? Consider and consider even the one-on-ones and meetings with your agents. 15-minute increments. Everything can be done in 15 minutes. Okay? There's study after study, by the way, on that concept.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To get started on having an unreal business, take the real estate self-assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of Glover U will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify, and subscribe today. Until next time.